news. Longhorns get a big one today at the Longhorn City Limits. Ricky Stewart, running back out of Tyler Chapel Hill, one of Tashard Choice's primary targets for the 2025 recruiting class, has committed to Texas. Jerry Hamilton of On Texas Football on the scene.
On Texas Football, here with Ricky Stewart, Chapel Hill running back. You got a little news today.
I committed today during practice.
It's going to be a great year.
It's going to be great.
What does it feel like to be a Texas Longhorn?
I feel great, special, man. Special place. My dream school, really. School I always wanted to go to for the longest. just exciting.
Come on.
Hey, Mom.
Yay!
Congrats to you, Ricky.
All right. Really good stuff, Jerry. I appreciate you doing that for us. I have a question for you, Jerry. You've been there all day. It seems like you have been covering it to and from, and et cetera. Sounds like Stewart's not the only one that had a great time, but as of right now, that's the only known commitment of the day. Is that correct?
Yeah, only known commitment as of right now. The recruits are actually going through the recruiting lunch right now. That concludes around 3 p.m. But yeah, Ricky Stewart, look, I talked to him earlier in the week, and I knew if things went really well, maybe he had a plan for how he was going to commit. And then, you know, look, he showed up this morning. Mom had the Texas gear on, and I asked him before. I said, "You going to do anything today?" He said, "I don't know." And then I just happened to be standing there, and they walked out, and the mom was like, "Hey, he's got some news for you." So Ricky Stewart commits to Texas. Look, I mean, big time running back prospect, legitimate 4-star running back prospect. The thing with Ricky Stewart, Bobby, from my trips to East Texas this year, I talked to two coaches that played against him and one that watched him. And all three guys said the same thing. He's faster in person than he looks on film. And they already knew he was fast. So Texas gets a running back that he's had a lot of carries. He's tough. He catches the ball in the backfield. But he's got a game gear and a game speed about him that I think even surprised some of the schools he played against this year that were already familiar with him. But this was his dream school. When I was by Chapel Hill a few weeks ago, I mean, he said it. It was his dream school. He said when he got offered, and then his mom went to work and told all her coworkers Ricky got offered by Texas, it was like a celebration. So his mom was also, as you saw in the video, just as excited as Ricky. That she gets to watch her son close to home play for the University of Texas. He was a one-time SMU commitment. He chose Texas over Baylor, SMU, and a couple others.
Yeah, it sounds like he just had a tremendous – I mean, he's been highly productive overall, yes. Jerry, like for multiple years, helping them to state title game appearance, et cetera. But the other thing that I think that's interesting is a lot of people would say – that he's been, even so, he had a little injury he dealt with at times last year. Late, but even went through that and played through that injury and showed a little toughness. Give your sense about what kind of running back he is, really.
Yeah, so I think, Bobby, I think he's in the mold of a Trey Wisner a bit, that plays at a smaller school, gets more carries, even though Trey was at Waco Conley before senior year. He's a slasher, but I will still say this. He's got physicality. That's the other thing. I talked to the Kilgore coaching staff who plays against him regularly. They said he's a physical guy on contact. So he's a slasher that will be a physical back on contact. For the people, by the way, the people that are asking, look, I'm in the Manor parking garage live for you guys right now. And I love it. It's not the eclipse yet, but Tuesday. Well, I guess I'll just say this. Ricky Stewart's commitment just that sent an eclipse over Baylor and SMU's chances. But Ricky Stewart, I think, is he's a tough East Texas running back. You think it with speed and hands. The kid's a winner, man. I mean, you know, think about taking the carries he's taken to help his team win deep in the playoffs. He had a little bit of an injury. He didn't run track this spring. Nothing major, but it kept him out. He's played through pain. He's played tough. He plays in big moments for them, and he's had some big games against the best teams they play in East Texas. So, again, Ricky Stewart, I mean, look, Tashard Choice, Blake Gideon, area recruiter, Sark, they were all by in January. This should not come as a surprise to anybody that follows Texas running back recruiting. And, look, Texas, Jordan Davison, I on TexasFootball.com, I took a photo as they were headed to the scrimmage. Jordan Davison and Ricky Stewart on a golf cart sitting next to each other. That's the dream two-man running back class for Texas, and today they got one of the two.
Yeah, it's been impressive, in my opinion, what Tashard Choice has been able to do at running back. He literally, each and every year, seems to be handpicking one or two guys and then going after those two guys and kind of just letting the dust settle. And Ricky Stewart is one of the guys that he chose this year. That toughness, Jerry, East Texas toughness, whatever you want to call it, has to be a little bit of a calling card for Ricky Stewart. What I saw on the video that we watched is a guy that runs through a lot of contact.
Yes.
And also can get around, has the speed to get to the edge.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got all of that. And again, for the people that are just joining in, when I went through East Texas a few weeks ago, I talked to two coaches that played against him at Chapel Hill and one coach that watched him in person scouting. And they all three said the same thing. You watch him on tape and he's good and he looks fast. In person, he's faster than you think. That's a really good sign for a running back, Bobby. So you're a tough guy. You're a physical guy. He's not even close to filling out his frame. But when you're faster than coaches think that have played against you before, that's saying something about your talent level and your upside. But Ricky Stewart, I mean, as you saw on my tweet, that video, just so excited. His mom, so excited. We have a lot of questions here. Jamie French, I just put that out on social media and on TexasFootball.com. Jamie French just smiling at the camera. Yeah, he's back. I just saw KJ Lacey with Kalik Lockett and Kelshawn Johnson. There's a lot. There's 20 plus four-star, five-star level kids combined in the 25 and 26 classes here. Troy Huhn, 26 quarterback. So, that's a great, great group of guys at Texas today.
All right. Yeah. We're going to do a little bit more of a breakdown. This is more for Ricky Stewart's commitment and what he means to the Longhorns. So we want to stay on topic. People are asking about the scrimmage. We're going to talk about that later today in a live broadcast. We're going to bring CJ Vogel in as well because he's on site there with Jerry and has been talking to some recruits about the scrimmage as well as parents and other people that were able to watch the scrimmage a little bit today over at Denius Fields. We'll talk a little bit about that. But right now, big news, Ricky Stewart commits to the University of Texas, running back out of Tyler Chapel Hill. There was once a running back that committed out of Tyler, out of John Tyler High School named Earl Campbell. Ended up being called the Tyler Rose, won a Heisman for the Longhorns. Jerry, what is that? Look, Texas and East Texas have been, there's a long history of Texas, East Texas guys going to the University of Texas, especially from the city of Tyler, to be frank, because it's not just Earl Campbell through years. A lot of guys have gone through there. How is Texas doing in East Texas overall right now? Because you think about it, A&M tried to make it kind of their, it is their backyard to a degree. How is Texas doing in East Texas overall?
Yeah, I think Texas is doing really well in East Texas. Lance Jackson out of Pleasant Grove committed. So Ricky Stewart makes the second East Texas, Northeast Texas prospect to commit to Texas in the 25 class. And look, East Texas, maybe I'm going to offend some people, maybe a little down for a couple of years compared to maybe this class and the next class. I mean, some really high end talent here. And I'll say this, Zion Williams, Texas is right there. Zion Williams is on campus from Lufkin today. So Texas is right there for Zion. There's more guys in East Texas. But here's somebody said breaking the dream school curse. That's what happens when you win. You know, the dream school comes home when you go to the college football playoff. It's funny how that happens. But I'll say this about Ricky Stewart too, Bobby. Everybody knows, every Texas fan knows, that Tashard Choice has gone to Arizona for a really good running back. He's gone to Florida for a couple. He's gone outside the state of Texas. So for them to take Ricky Stewart on April 6th tells you how much Tashard Choice, Steve Sarkisian, and this offensive staff truly like Ricky Stewart.
That's interesting because they passed over some guys. They didn't go hard on Tiger Ridden out of DeSoto, for example.
Yep.
Did not. And he ended up going to A&M. There's some other guys that they probably could have gone hard on in this class, but they really, he pinpointed Ricky Stewart and made it a reality. Jerry, you got the feeling, you talked about the dream school, and I saw the video of the mom at the very start of this video.
That looked like her dream school too.
Yeah, it looked like it was her dream school too. They just, you feel like they're just excited about the opportunity. I got it, kind of got that sense of gratitude almost from both of them that this process was ending, and that he was ending up where he wanted to be.
Yeah, that offer was so big for him when that came on January 20th. That was such a big offer for Ricky. And then, you know, look, Tashard Choice, obviously, that relationship, and C.J. Baxter talked about that at player availability. Tashard Choice is a true, tremendous relationship builder, not only with prospect, but also within that family. And I think it's more the same with Ricky Stewart. So it's one thing for Ricky Stewart that I've always wanted to go to Texas. It's another thing then for Tashard Choice and to make them comfortable. Because, you know, look, here's the one reality we know about recruiting. Ricky Stewart asked other running backs that on the Texas roster, other players, you know, hey, this is what I think of Texas. What do you think of Texas? And all the answers were the same. Sarkisian has this going in the right direction. Players recruit players, coaches recruit players, and I think this was one of those recruitments.
Yeah, clearly, you know, Tashard Choice has that running back room literally on rails right now. Ray C. Guillory actually on campus as well.
Yeah.
He's a 2026 commitment out of Aledo. So they are moving forward in the running back room. All right, that's going to do it for this quick update. Jerry's got to get back because they're getting ready to disperse again, I think, after the recruiting lunch time thing goes on. Then we're going to come back, me, Jerry, and CJ going to talk a little scrimmage and possibly some more recruiting news if it breaks this afternoon. But that's going to do it. Congratulations to one Ricky Stewart out of Tyler's Chapel Hill High School. Ricky Stewart, from On Texas Football to you, hook 'em.